Tyrone. Either that boy's been hanging out with some brothers, or he wish he had. He must have grown up round here, the way he talks. But I hope he ain't studying on hanging out with me. We can peacefully coexist, but I don't have no white boys in my crew. He ain't half bad, though. Pedro Pietri must have thought so, too, the way he clapped when Steve was done. It was kind of cool having a published poet in the audience. First he read to us, then we read to him. He really listened to us, too, like we were equals. I bet Pietri is partly why that reporter came out to our school. Not that the Insider is the Times or Daily News, but hey, it's better than nothing. At least they're interested in the good stuff going on in our neighborhood. Of course, I thought they would send in a brother, but they sent this white guy. Ain't no telling what kind of piece he'll write about our stuff. Somebody should have told him it's a long way from Shakespeare. He talked to Reverend Pietri and Mr. Ward mostly, but he took notes the whole time we were reading, and his photographer snapped a bunch of pictures. He definitely got one of me. He didn't say which ones they'd be using, though. He got down everybody's name just in case, so he'd have them for the captions. Hope he spells my name right. Be just my luck. I get in the paper for something good, and they misspell my name. The paper comes out next week. See if I ain't the first one at the newsstand.
Maynard Patterson. Finish what you start. That's my mother's favorite saying. She's earned a right to it. She had me when she was a teenager, but that didn't stop her from finishing high school. She moved more times than Steve could even dream of. Every now and then, when I consider dropping out, I take a good long look at my mother and think again. This year certainly gave me plenty of opportunities to practice. Homework was a nightmare. Essay questions in history and English. What are they trying to do, kill me? All those words swirling around the page gave me a headache I'm still trying to get rid of. If only they could give homework a beat and put it on a CD. Now that would work for me. Then they'd be speaking my language. Chords, melodies, homework in the key of G. Oh yeah. Music has always come easier to me than words. My mother says I used to beat out rhythms on my high chair with a spoon. I don't know if the story's true, but she's told it so often everyone believes it. One thing I know for certain is that I eat, sleep, and dream music. Man, when I see myself in the future, it's on a bandstand fingering my alto. I may not be much of a talker, but hey, give me a sax and I'll talk all night long. My cousin Sterling says one day the whole world will hear what I have to say. Last week, my English class was the world.